Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5, he says this. He says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing it into captivity into the obedience of Christ. What is the obedience of Christ? That means He was obedient even unto the cross, the Bible says, right? Amen. Obedient even unto death. And in His death, He defeated the devil, He defeated hell, He defeated the grave, He took on Himself sickness, He became sin. That's the obedience of Christ. What He did to the obedience of God the Father afforded us all the promises and all the blessings and brought us into a close covenant with Him. So when I take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ, now I'm saying Jesus already took the stripes on His back. He was obedient unto death and He took the stripes on His back. I'm saying, no, devil, these thoughts don't line up with what Jesus did. Remember the finished work of the cross? Yes. It is finished. Yes. What He did, I bring into obedience those thoughts. Do you get what I'm saying here? I don't know if I'm making it clear enough. Yeah. Jesus, the Bible says He was obedient unto the cross, even unto death. Yes. Right? So He was obedient to do what the Father needed to get us saved. He did all of that, and He took all the other stuff at the same time. The obedience of Christ. So now what I do is when the devil comes and says, yo, but you can't, and you this, and your money, and this and that, I say, now hold on a second. He already did this 2,000 years plus ago, and I'm lining myself up with His obedience, because in His obedience, He got me healed. He got me saved. He got me joy. He got me peace. He got me financial blessings. He got me addiction free. Remember, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He said, because He sent me to preach the good news to the poor. Amen. To heal the brokenhearted, to open blind eyes, recovery, all those things. He did what He said. So now the obedience of Him doing that, I walk in the blessing. The curse is there. I'm out of it. I'm in the blessing. So when the thoughts come, you've got to have the Word, and you've got to say, no, Jesus was obedient to take the whipping on His back, and I'm healed. Amen. Jesus was obedient to become poor so that I can become rich. Amen. That you got to start. Listen, if you don't think this way, you're going to stink another way. Amen. Amen. I'm going to invent a bottle of smellies called faith. I think it would be nice. Could you imagine if you could bottle faith? That's a great idea. Imagine if you could bottle faith. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd be a billionaire overnight. Trillionaire. Bottle faith. Hey, how about bottling the anointing? Woo! Well, let me tell you what. You've already got it bottled. It's all done, said and done. You've got the bottle. It's full of faith. It's full of life. It's full of peace. It's full of joy. The bottle is the temple that Jesus came to the earth in. He came in the form of a man and He took care of everything. There's your bottle with all the stuff you need. You have need of nothing else. You don't need anything else. You're not going to get anything else. You've got it all. So you bring those thoughts to the obedience of Jesus and what He's done. Come on, this is a paradigm shift for some of us. We need to make the shift. We need to hear those clogs and when the devil attacks, remember this day. Say, now hold on. When everyone's falling apart and crashing around you and burning, you say, hold on and step back. Get away from the crowd. If you have to get away from people. All the naysayers and negatives, the ones that say, we're going to die. Get away from them. Get yourself back here and say, now hold on. Let me think. What did Pastor say? I remember, yes, Jesus, he's done. I don't need it. Jesus. Yeah, to the obedience of the cross. Oh, devil. Sorry, devil. The money's already here. Done. Amen. And I'm not preaching to your emotions. I don't want to preach to your emotions, because if that's what's happening, then I'm wasting my time. I'm preaching to the real you, your spirit. And your spirit is sucking this up and soaking it in and taking it in. And then you're going to use your soulish realm, your mind, and you're going to say, I'm going to line up my mind and my spirit together, because that's where the Holy Spirit is. He's in my spirit. That's the temple. And when he says to me, don't worry, I'm going to say, I'm not worried. When he says, don't say you're sick, you're going to say, hey, I'm healthy. I'm glad I came this morning, because I'm getting healed more. I'm walking in more health than I ever have. I got a whole message and you kept me off it.
That's all right.
You see, the joy of the Lord. Amen. You see, what's happening? We're starting to smile and laugh. Why? Because you're hearing a truth that's resonating life in your spirit, man. Your Holy Spirit inside of you right now. Yeah. Doesn't this word just give you some kind? Wow, this is nourishment. Doesn't this just change everything? Rather than watching coronavirus and the earthquakes, and here comes another hurricane, and we watch this thing until we get dizzy with the hurricane. Rather than that, we're listening to truth from God, and that's bringing life. And so now joy comes, right? Look how you guys are laughing, and we're smiling, and everyone's happy. Why? Because God is bringing joy into us by what he's done for us. And then you've got to remember, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So the more joyful I am in Christ, the stronger I am. You cannot lose. Listen, he says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You can't lose. How can you lose? The Apostle Paul said, I glory in my weakness, because I know when I'm weak, then I'm strong. You see, that he's talking about when I'm no longer big deal in who I am. When I realize without him, I'm nothing. That's when you're weak. Not weak, fragile, and frail. He's not talking that. He says, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I realize without you, it's not getting done. That's when you're weak.
Amen.
Come on. It's not being big deal. Well, yeah, I built myself up, and I worked hard to get this, and I afforded this, and I was burning the midnight oil while everyone else, and I pulled my own bootstraps up, and I kicked my collar, and I'm, look at me now. Look at my diplomas, my degrees, my things. Now you're strong in your own strength, but you're really weak. When you look at all your diplomas, all your degrees, all your knowledge, all your big deal things you've ever done, and you say, Lord, my God, if you just pull your spirit from me, I will just fall up and die like a rag. When you get into that situation, Lord, I need you. I can't on my own. I have to have you. I need you more and more every day. Then you're weak. And when you're weak like that, then you're strong. Come on. That's why God takes, listen, that's why God takes in 1 Corinthians 1:27 and 29, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God takes the weak things of the world to confound the things that are strong.
Amen.
And powerful.
Amen.
Come on, put scripture together, and now joy is coming. And joy, joy, joy. I got the joy. I got the joy. Smile at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Say, hey, I got the joy. Come on. Yeah, you sing it. Come on. Now what's happening is you're getting stronger and you're getting strength. Now when you walk out and the world attacks you, you've got your shield in place, your sword's there, and you march through the stuff like a hot knife through butter. We're not supposed to be the ones walking around like this. We're walking head out high. Got a King of Kings and a Lord of Lords. Got the great I Am. We are walking in victory. Amen. Doris, praise God. What's the time? Luke 4, did you go there?
Yeah.
Verse 26, look at this in New King James. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. You see, she had a little bit of oil and a little bit of flour. Remember that?
Yeah.
And boy, that stuff just lasted until the famine was gone over 3 years. And they lived off that. Three of them lived off that. God did not send him to anyone in the Israeli community. He sent it to a woman of Zarephath who was not even in the covenant.
Hallelujah.
Do you see that? All God wants to do is get you well and keep you taken care of. And if he has to send someone to do it with you, he will send the person. He sent me to America. I came 9,000 miles to be here with you.
That's right.
I didn't even want to come. I'm not joking. I had a great life. I was a worship leader of a large church. I had 2 steakhouses. I had a coffee shop. Life was, whoa, I was living high on the hog. Really, I had money. I was driving a nice BMW. Hoo-hoo. You see, some people are getting relieved right now. You see what's happening? I'm telling you, you got to be aware when the anointing's around. You got to, there is an anointing right now. You can be healed of anything. Right now, you can get out of the financial situation right now, the marital problem right now. The power to heal is present.
Amen.
And to restore.
Amen.
Amen. And you've got to start to believe and think the way God does. Just do it. Just keep doing it. And so, Exodus 23, just go there. I want to finish with this. How many of you in this place are born again? All right, so that means you're all children of God. That means you all serve God to the best of your absolute abilities. Right? Now listen, I know we all make mistakes. I know we all go off the rails in certain times. I know we don't read as often as we should and we don't pray as often as we should. I know we've got all those little imperfections, all of us. Amen? That's why Jesus had to come, because of our imperfections. He was perfect. But God still loves you in and through it all. God never takes himself out of your life because of sin. What he does is he pours on more grace to help you overcome the sin. This is the kind of Father and God that we have. He loves us. He cares deeply about each and every one, each and every one of us. Say, God cares for me.
God cares for me.
God cares for me. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Do you really believe it? Well, if he cares for you and he's all powerful, can he take care of you?
Yes.
Can he get you out of any situation?
Yes.
Can he put you on the high road?
Amen. The narrow road. Yes.
God cares for each and every one of us. God cares for people watching by way of internet. He cares for people listening on the radio. He cares for everybody. He knows every detail about your life. He knows more about you than you know about you. Because if any of you can stand up and tell me how many hairs you got on your head, then you can say I'm equal with God. You have no clue.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series,